Let's go to Kurt Goldman. He lines up Eckstein in the race as well, the Sky Racing Tats Tiara. Kurt, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well. And how about Eckstein? Is she progressing in the order that you want her to?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, we decided not to worry about running in the Dane Ripper or even the Stradbroke for that matter. Just a similar sort of pattern as to what she had when she was up here in December, before she went on to win the mode plate. She was actually 6 weeks between runs due to the races being called off 1 week because of the rain. So we've just followed a similar pattern to that, but very happy with the way that she's been coming through the last sort of couple of weeks.
Her track work indication's positive this morning. I know Heather Poland likes riding the filly. You like putting her on to make sure everything is okay?
Yeah, look, Heather's she's had a great association with the horse, you know, from day one. So it worked out well having Heather here. She's sort of been riding a few horses for me each morning. And, yeah, all the indications from her are positive. I'm happy with the work. She's a pretty... I mean, she's a quirky little mare, but she's quite easily in that sense. She doesn't take a lot of work. She tends to do it all herself once she gets out on the track anyway. So it's just a matter of keeping her calm and steady and just going through her paces.
Just on her quirkiness, is she getting better?
Look, I believe so. I do honestly believe so. This morning she worked over 6 furlongs this morning, and she just had a... we put a horse in front of her, and she's quite happy now just to sort of be able to sit off, you know, a length or two lengths and just sort of work up to the horses. Before, she used to want to sort of throw her head up and carry on a little bit, and she did sort of tend to do that in her races. So just her manners throughout her track work do seem to be improving. She seems to be getting better. Certain tracks she's much better at than others when it comes to the tie-up stalls and the race day procedure. I know at Scone, she really struggled at Scone just with the atmosphere there. But Eagle Farm, you know, she was a completely different horse. So we haven't been to Doomben before, so I'm not sure what to expect, you know, once we get to Doomben. But generally, we can sort of try and find a nice sort of quiet place for her to stand while she's waiting for, you know, the race to start. But like I said, I do believe she's starting to get better.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, I love her, and I think many listeners love her because she normally just puts in so well. There's a group of five or six fillies and mares here that are really in good form, Kurt. You're going to know exactly how strong she is as a three-year-old filly going into a four-year-old life after Saturday.
Yeah, most definitely. Like you said, there's some good mares there in form. You know, in her time, and you know, I think Bonnie O'Reilly of Bjorn's, it might all be a little bit too soon for her, but she looks like a very nice progressive sort of filly. Egyptian Symbol, you know, another horse, she sort of mixes her form a little bit, but on a day she's proven that, you know, she's always been thereabouts. I think she ran second in her time only 3 or 4 starts ago. So, like you said, and mares that sort of seem to get in good form can manage to stay in form. So, I think it's going to be a good battle out there on Saturday, and you know, it's probably going to come down to a lot of luck, barrier draw tomorrow morning, and obviously luck in running as well.
Well, the main thing is, from what you've told our listeners this morning, she's just in A1 order and she's ready to go. So you just want a nice barrier and let it work out. Is this her last run of the prep?
This will be her last run, Andrew, yeah. I was quite conscious just to make sure. Like, she's not an overly big mare or filly, I should say, and doesn't carry a lot of condition. So I was quite mindful of, you know, the first up run with 60 kilos, a trip to Queensland. You know, I was quite mindful of that. So I only wanted to give her the 3 runs this prep with Melbourne in mind. I didn't want to be doing too much through winter and then trying to get her, you know, off a short break back for Melbourne. So we've sort of looked after her. In saying that, she also looks after herself. So we look forward to, obviously, Saturday. She'll have a short break, head home, and, you know, possibly have 1 or 2 runs in Sydney before heading down to Melbourne.
Well, we look forward to seeing her. A 3-year-old filly, Eckstein, lining up as one of the key chances in the Tats Tiara. Thanks for your time, Kurt. Hope it's a good week for the rest of it.
No problems. Thank you very much.